Bibliothèque Sutton Library has been running for 72 years now, and it was the first library in Sutton, and it's exclusively on a volunteer basis. All our people working at the library have all been volunteers for 72 years. So we were set up in 1949 following the return of veterans from the war. And in 1965, we officially incorporated the library, and it became a bilingual library. So we've moved from various places, from above the post office to the town hall to the John Sleet building, where we have been for about 40 years now. The city is financing our rent, so we are basically rent-free. And our revenue comes from fundraisers that we do all through the year and the generosity of some of our patrons. But now we have a problem with COVID. We cannot organize any fundraisers, so this year is a little tighter. We have about 12,000 books, of which half are in French and half are in English, just roughly. We serve about 7% of the population, which is over the percentage of most regional libraries. So we are very pleased to see that our membership is also very bilingual, about half French, half English. We are mostly a reading library, which was the initial goal of the library when it got created, is to supply reading to people in the town. We are also a very vintage library, which is part of our charm. We still have the old brown cabinets, you know, this internet stuff that you receive. And we still have those, the brown cabinets with the little drawers. We still have the hand registration of book with the lending cards. And we are not computerized for various reasons. I don't think we could afford it. So we are still a very oldish style of library, but I think it creates a lot of charm, and it's quite interesting because we can talk to our members and offer some books and discuss books and all kinds of stuff. So it's quite nice. We have a list of services that we offer, of course, all the lending books with all that goes with it, you know, the reservations and the renewals of books and this and that. But other than that, we have created story time, which was before COVID, of course. We had story time with a daycare who's housed above us. So we had an exchange about every 2 weeks. We had story time, somebody from the library going to read to the children. And I think the children had fun, and so had the volunteer who was running this. We buy the books that are published regularly, and we buy them as they come out or very often on their publication. We organize various activities, like we had conferences, one with Kathleen Winter, the fall of 2019. And we had one in French with Mr. Cloutier. And we had one with a French-Canadian author, it's called Madame Seymour, who writes mystery novels in French. We offered a course in Spanish, too. We were developing a workshop, which was cut short by the COVID, which was on bookbinding. We do an activity which is also a dictation, which seems very strange to the English population. They don't understand. We do that in French, of course, but it's a lot of fun for the French people, and we have a good participation. And we have we organize the dance, too, as a fundraiser. We had it's called the Rock Around the Books. We organized a dance to raise funds for the library. We also have the Art of Bridge in association with Art Sutton, which is just next door. So we have an afternoon of bridge, which is quite a lot of fun, and we had quite a few people attending. And we, of course, have the big book sale every year on the lawn beside the John Sleet Center. And this is our major fundraiser. Of course, all these things this year have been put aside. We also put in action something called Library on the Road, which is a service offered to people who cannot leave their home, either temporarily or permanently, for various reasons, like somebody recovering from a surgery, or somebody who can't leave their home, difficulty walking, whatever the reason that they can't leave their home for a while. We have this service that we can deliver. They can call the library, order the books. We deliver the books and pick them up when the due date comes. Somebody was talking about Bibliothèque Mobile, which is a service mostly in the truck going around to offer books. This was set up a few years ago, quite a while back, and then it just I think, died away. And we tried to revive this, and there doesn't seem to be any interest in this, so we dropped that service. Now, during the COVID, we, of course, respect all the rules, the sanitary rules that have been imposed. We cut back on the hours of the library to be in line with the regulations. We ask people to reserve ahead, either by phone or by mail. People are just allowed one at a time at the library. They're not allowed to browse, unfortunately, and that's very difficult for us and for the readers. The readers like, of course, to go, and they just can browse. And with the 12,000 books we have, they have a lot to look at, and they enjoy just walking around, but we can't do that right now. So it's just one person at a time who comes in to pick up the books that they have reserved. So they're in the library. It's just an in-and-out situation. And people wait on the outside when there's somebody inside. So the sanitary measures are all there, like the hand wash, and we have the mask, and we have a plexiglass. The books are quarantined when they come back for 24 hours. We are working with less staff right now because a lot of people couldn't come in at first because they were over 70. And a lot of people, everybody is very, very careful about this transmission. So we are working half staff, but we are still open 4 days a week, and that serves, I think, the need that we have for now. We have a lot of people doing more shift than they used to, and that's very good. So we're very grateful for the volunteers who put in all their time to keep the library running. And we've had quite a lot of comments from our readers thanking us for keeping it open and just giving them something to do, because it is an activity that some people, I think, have rediscovered during the COVID, is the pleasure of reading. So it's we are quite busy, and we're very happy to be able to supply all these books to the our readership. But now, of course, all the activities have been suspended for the COVID period. So we are a little short on money, but we still have enough to buy books for the time being. But we don't know when we can go back into the full schedule. It will depend on the COVID regulation. We're now in a very tough situation. We've been notified that the library and the other organizations in the John Sleet Center have to evacuate by September 2021. We're in the middle of a pandemic, which doesn't help the situation. It's a little more complicated. The situation is particularly difficult because of the unknowns that are there. We don't know for how long we're moving. We don't know what's going to happen to the building. We don't know where we're moving. Although we are actively looking for other places, it is not easy. And since our rent is now being funded by the city, we'll need the funding by the city to continue. So we are working to find a solution, but we have to be honest, our survival is at stake in this situation at this point. So this is basically where we're at right now, and we're very happy to keep it open at this time of COVID.
Me too. I'm very happy that you're able to still offer some services. So are you still looking for more volunteers if somebody wants something to do?
Well, we have a list of people who offer their services. For the time being, I think we're doing fine. Usually people just leave their name at the library if they're interested, and we keep on going this way. We keep functioning that way. So we take people's number. Somebody, there's a person in charge of volunteers, so she calls them and tell them what her needs are or when it could be. We'll see after the COVID, when we reopen full-time, if we need more volunteers. We will have this list, and that would be good if we need more people. But there's a training for the volunteers, and we always, take new people as we need them. For the time being, I think we're okay. But whenever people are interested, just please leave your name. We'll be happy to follow up on this.
Perfect. Could you maybe share your phone number for people who want to reserve books or sign up for a membership?
Yes, absolutely. The phone number is 450-538-0244. And we have an email address, too, which is biblio.sutton@gmail.com. We're very happy to see that people are using this service quite a lot. It's nice that this service can stay alive during this time.
I agree. It's very convenient as well. So is there anything else you would like to share with the public about the library?
We're very happy to be to be there and to have the readership that we have, and we hope that we can continue for years to come, and that we will find a solution to our relocation.